always, only alternative, Flirt FM.
Good morning, Galway.
Good morning.
It is Monday.
Ooh, Monday! Start of the week.
It is the 21st of November, 2016. We are 1 month and 4 days away from Christmas.
Yes! I don't particularly like the build-up to Christmas, but yay!
Very soon on the show, we're gonna add some bells to our jingles. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have this jingle. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Sleigh bells.
It's going to be fantastic.
Corn on the cob. Oh, no, wait, no. Roses are red. Corn on the cob.
9/11 was an inside job.
I messed that up. I was like waiting to say that for ages.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to say it now.
Anyway, it's Monday morning. Good morning to you if you are listening. Good morning to everyone listening with children. We promise today's show will be nice and family
clean
and family friendly.
No parental advisory.
Yeah, no. Today's show, all the music today, completely clean. And all of our banter too, our hilarious banter. We have such great chemistry, don't we, Killian?
Yes.
People all around the world love listening to us bouncing off each other. Our characters contrast so well.
Maybe not everyone, but
Some people.
A select few.
But Friday, big day for fans of a certain boy wizard franchise.
Elaborate. Magic.
Friday saw the release of a long-awaited film, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I actually never knew the full name of it. I just thought it was Fantastic Beasts and something.
I think Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is nice.
Yeah, I like long titles.
This is the opening music.
Oh, actually, we talk about
Fantastic Beasts. The second one can be called Fantastic Beasts and the Chamber of Secrets.
Nah, let's not do that because the Chamber of Secrets is really bad. Well, do we talk about that? Oh, yeah, talk about the movie.
Okay.
Oh, no, you can't. Why not? Spoilers. Well, you can actually give
it
a little review.
It's pretty easy to talk about a film.
I know.
I wrote a 1,000-word review of it on my website, buzzhubnews.com. You can go read that. I'll just read out the whole thing. No, I won't. I enjoyed it a lot. Not the greatest film ever made, which I have to say at the start of all these things, because when I praise something lavish, people will go, oh, Lucien thought Fantastic Beasts was amazing. I'm like, no, I didn't think it was amazing, but it's a very good film. It, of course, was written by J.K. Rowling. She wrote the script, her first script, and it's a prequel to the Harry Potter series. It's set in 1920s New York in Gatsby era.
Oh, it's a prequel. Yeah. See, I know nothing about it.
It's set in the roaring 20s in New York at the height of the Jazz Age and Gatsby's time. And it's about a magic zoologist called Newt Scamander who travels to New York with a briefcase full of fantastic beasts. And some of them go wild and he has to go and catch them. Meanwhile, dark wizard force stuff is going on and there's mystery and intrigue and Colin Farrell is in it.
Ooh, that's dark enough as it is.
And there's some big twists and...
How's Colin Farrell in it?
He's very good.
Is he?
One of his best performances. He's very, very intense. He's got him and Ezra Miller, their two characters, have this sort of really weird, peculiar, dark relationship. There's a lot of interesting sort of physical performance between them.
Some bit of Anakin Skywalker going on.
Yeah, there is. Ezra Miller's
character. You mentioned that it wasn't better than any of the Harry Potter movies.
No, I wouldn't. Like, the Harry Potter movies are all... Well, okay. Maybe it's better than Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, a film that I don't have a lot of time for. Because when I went to see it, I like it more now. But when I went to see it, I just found it
another one.
It was just it was extremely. It's a very cold film. I don't think it has the warmth of the others.
Yeah. Is that the one when he gets mad in the woods?
Yeah.
When the snow, but Daniel Radcliffe is like not a great actor.
His acting is patchy in those films. There are moments where he's excellent. There's moments where he's terrible.
Even like not even talking about the first two or three. Like when he's young enough. Like when in the older ones, like he's so like he's so forced. It's so weird though. I can't explain it. He's like, I am angry. I am angry now. This is the emotion I am feeling now.
Yeah. No, Order of the Phoenix is terrible for that sort of thing. So I'm not a fan of that. But it's better than most of the other. It's not as good as most of the other ones. But you know what is. This is to the Harry Potter films what The Force Awakens was to the Star Wars films, which is, it is sufficient, it's very enjoyable. I would highly recommend going to see it. The cast are thoroughly marvelous throughout. They really do great work. Eddie Redmayne, I've never really liked him as an actor until now, but he really is great in this. I would say there's too many Fantastic Beasts. there's too much mucking about with the beasts. It gets to a point where it's, I would imagine that a 5, 6, 7-year-old child would be.
And what's the CGI? Very
Oh, it's very good. It's very good. But and the beasts are, you know, they're interesting. But there are large parts where they're just walking around looking at beasts, and it's just like, I wanted them to go to have more of the political stuff with John Voight's character and more of the dark stuff with Colin Farrell and less of the magic beast stuff. But it's still really good. And there's four more to come.
Oh, what?
And Johnny Depp's going to be in them.
Oh, Matt, ruined it. Ruined it.
Ruined
He's only wearing a hat. I don't want to see Johnny Depp.
Yeah, no one does.
A lot of people do. He's pretty
nice. He's not wearing a hat, though.
Is he not? No. Oh, yeah, he's wearing the, he has the haircut.
Wearing a hat.
Yeah. Like the military haircut.
He's
yeah.
playing Grindelwald, who has like a, he's like Swedish or something.
Oh, yes.
I know.
He always used the weird kooky characters.
Yes.
I was about to make a joke I made last week, or the other week, but I'm not going to make that one again.
All right.
Oh, we didn't talk about what's called. What was it called? Oh, what was it called? The Accountant.
Does The Accountant need talking about
it? Yeah, I think it does. I thought it was really like, it was a novel. It was a novel movie. The music, I completely forgot about
it. I know, I was like, we have to have some music on.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, okay, we'll talk about The Accountant.
Sorry. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was okay. Yeah. It was good, you know?
Fantastic Beasts is much better. Yes, no, The Accountant is a film. Yes, The Accountant is a film about Ben Affleck as a. He's an accountant with
autism.
Like with
disorder.
Sort of yeah, well, he's on the spectrum. He's got of Asperger's or something, you know, on the spectrum. And he's also secretly an assassin.
He's like an assassin savant.
Yeah,
if you will,
savant.
Savant.
So the film sort of shows him as an accountant and shows him as an assassin and shows him as a child. And the stuff when he was a child,
Parts are really hard to follow, though.
Yeah, and I thought the way they had a lot of flashbacks to his childhood and that stuff was really shaky. Like, they were kind of, it was messy. The transitions to the flashbacks were poor.
Yeah.
Anyway, time for a song now. And the song we are going to play now is brand new. Robbie Williams.
Sheen. Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. He's touring now.
He's touring next summer. Brand new album out. It's called The Heavy Entertainment Show. I was pleasantly surprised. Several very, very enjoyable pop tracks on this album.
What did the critics?
I'd say the critics probably hated it because they're always very tough
like
on Robbie.
Rubox.
Yeah. This is it's a better album than the Rubox album, though. This album has like 4 or 5 like very enjoyable pop songs. This is probably my favorite. You know, this might divide our audience. Some of you will love it. Some of you will hate it. Some of you will be impartial. But
I feel like that's how every song.
That's a song. That's how good music should be. So this is Robbie Williams with a song called Bruce Lee.
Galway's alternative radio station.
But I like that music.
What music?
That Galway third event.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the assassin, or the accountant is not an assassin, actually.
We had a conversation about
Someone
this.
Pointed out to us just there, that moment.
Our executive producer, Shane Kelly.
Yes, our executive producer, Shane Kelly, said that he was not an assassin because he was never hired to kill people.
That's kind of the definition of an assassin.
Yeah, so our bad. He's just like, you know.
But he's kind of
just cold-blooded.
He's sort of like an assassin.
What does he, wait, we kill people that he...
He, like, gets involved with some nasty drug baron guys, and then
he
gets caught up in the mix, yeah.
Oh, there's a new youth center thingy being built in like 2017. Apparently,
local news.
Yeah. It's called the Vault, and it's
okay.
I was just reading about it earlier. Like my friend shared it on Facebook, so mm-hmm. I just clicked in. It's like the Vault, a creative hub for Galway's youth, coming 2017.
Okay.
On This Is Galway, the website.
So what kind of stuff they're gonna have?
It's kind of, I don't think you'd be interested in it. It's like skate park, sort of. Okay. It's for like,
I'll be 20 by the time it opens, so.
Yeah, I know, so it'd be pretty sad. Like.
Youth.
No, but it's like
I'm so old.
It says like for all ages and family and all this. Oh, okay. Yeah, but like it's designed for young people. Like, yeah, there's like juice bar and stuff.
That's good.
And there's a blueprint sort of 3D.
I think we can all agree that there aren't enough things for young people to do in Galway.
Yeah, I agree. What cinema? What else? Drinking in the park.
We do not encourage drinking. Underage drinking.
We're joking, though. That was a joke. Like,
yeah.
That's why I said it in a voice.
No, I know. I'm just clarifying for our listeners who may be offended by that.
Well, if listeners are offended by that, then they shouldn't be listen to the radio, because that's a pretty normal thing to say.
No, Killian. Like. No. Underage drinking is not okay.
I'm not talking about underage drinking.
Okay. Making jokes about it.
But I'm not talking about underage drinking.
Yes, I know. I know you're not.
I'm talking about drinking in a park.
Yes. Which is
public. Like a hoodlum.
But that's illegal, because drinking in public is also illegal.
Yeah, but like, you know.
No, everyone it is. It's a crime. We do not.
There's a room to sit back and watch for friends and parents.
Sit back and watch what?
Just watch. Just watch like people. No, like people skateboarding and stuff. Like just watch people eating juice and
yeah,
or drinking
still
juice.
Still kind of weird.
And,
yeah.
Oh wait, I clicked into the picture. But no, it looks pretty cool. Like,
all
right. It's two stories. I don't know where it's gonna be though. I don't actually remember that. But like the guy who runs a DC store in Galway is opening it or something.
Okay.
Should be pretty cool.
We got the program. Got the program here for the Galway. No, this is 2 years out of date.
No, you should read it. You should read it anyway.
It's 2 years out of date. This is on the desk in the studio. The Galway Film Society winter program. But this is the 2014 one. So I was going to read out, this year's Christmas film is Scrooge. But this is 2 years.
Joey, can I see?
It's 2 years out of date.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
I don't know.
Look at the color scheme. Like.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just out of date.
It's yellow and red like for Christmas. Oh, it's really like wait, what is this? A Christmas Carol, a new screen triumph.
I'm trying to find out what this year's Christmas. I'm trying to find out what this year's Christmas film is in the town hall.
I don't really like Christmas themed things at all. Like, what's your?
Oh, I do.
Really? Oh,
I do.
You love festivity and stuff.
I do. Last year I didn't really get it. Okay, it's White Christmas this year, I think. December.
White Christmas. Ooh.
It's White Christmas this year.
Doesn't sound good.
Not a great film. No. They used to show. You see, they used to for the Christmas film, the town hall. I love it. Every December they have a film and they have mince pies and a carol. Love
they it. Always have Santa Claus. Is that what it's called? With the guy that who's never been seen again after that movie.
No, they don't. They
do
never.
No, they do.
Not this one.
On TV.
Yeah.
Like,
all right.
Every,
yeah. I'm talking about the town hall one. But they used to show like. Nowadays they only show Christmas themed things. So they show White Christmas, Scrooge, It's a Wonderful Life. But they used to show other things. They used to show like Errol Flynn, Robin Hood, these kind of things. It was fantastic. I saw so many great classic films as a child at those Christmas films. I wish they'd go back to doing that.
Christmas songs though. Oh my God.
We're gonna play so many.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
First Christmas song of the year next Monday.
I'm not playing any we're not playing any Christmas songs.
You can
we
are.
No, we're not.
I'm going to play one right now.
Are you serious?
No, I'll play one next week.
All right.
No, we're not going to play that. We're not going to play the obvious ones. We're going to play interesting ones.
Like
Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monti.
I like the classic ones, like Susie Snowflake. Those kind of ones.
Yeah. Oh, no, we'll play good. We're not going to play Fairy Tale of New York and Mariah Carey and all that crap. No, sorry.
You can't say crap on the radio. Yeah, I'm joking.
I'm going to bleep that out.
No, you're not. Like, that's a perfectly good
word.
The
good thing about doing a link standing up is that I can dance
to
the music.
He's lording. Lucien's lording right now. He's like towering over me, like looking down at me. I'm sitting right across from him. And he's standing up doing this.
But it means I can dance.
He wants to be like Chris Moyles.
Yes, I do.
You aspire to be Chris Moyles.
We're using his music as well. This is embarrassing.
Wait, are you allowed to use his music? Oh, yeah. Well, we're not making profit off this.
Yeah, exactly.
So
community radio.
I mean, yeah, we are.
This is a community radio station.
So we are allowed to use it. Yeah,
pretty
it's
sure
for listening and entertainment purposes only, so that's
it's
not
it's
copyright.
It's
or
voluntary.
Anything,
we're
so
voluntary. We're not making any money. No one is. All right, so I think we are going to play a song.
Oh, on the radio? Never.
Yeah, that would be an interesting thing for us to do. And when we come back, we're going to play a game of where am I? So right now here on Galway's 101.3...
You said that really weird. Sorry. Go
where
on.
Am I?
Yeah.
I deliberately did. All right, now on Galway's 101.3, Flirt FM, broadcasting across County Galway, online at flirtfm.ie, on your radio, in your car, on your phone, and everywhere else you could possibly listen to the radio without...
Listening to the radio.
Annoying people. We're going to play now. This is
I will see you on another time.
This is Otis Redding with a song... called Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Here you go.
101.3 Flirt FM.
Da, 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 da.
Welcome to Where Am I with Owen Tarr. I'm in a foreign city somewhere in the world, but can Killian guess where I am from these series of clues? You can also play along at home. Remember, the more clues I give you, the lower your score gets. Good luck.
I'm in a foreign city somewhere in the world.
Don't blame him for that.
Well, why?
It's not his fault.
What, did you write it like full stop?
I wrote it.
Oh, okay, okay, fair enough.
It up and I didn't give him time to practice. When he
I thought it was like, well, obviously in the world. Yes. Yeah.
What was I going to say? So this week, Where Am I is hosted by Owen Tarr.
Don't know who that is. Again.
He's in a foreign city somewhere in the world. He's in a hotel room. He phoned me up. He goes, Lou, I can't wait to tell Killian where I am. I said, Owen, no. You have to wait. You have to do it in a quiz format on Aubergine Surprise. He goes, Aubergine Surprise, what's that? That sounds weird. I said, well, that's my radio show on Flirt FM. And he said, oh, okay.
Keep talking.
No, I won't.
Oh, okay. I'll just keep going. Your mic is like way too high up. Like,
who cares? I'll just sit up. So anyway,
or just lower the mic. That'd be a lot easier.
Doesn't matter. So anyway, so Owen recorded the series of clues, and I'm gonna play them to Killian. He's gonna have to guess where in the world Owen could be. Clue number one coming up.
Clue number one: Bernard Magnanieni has been mayor of the city since 2013.
Oh,
so.
I don't know. Yeah,
Bernard, whatever his name is, has been mayor of the city since 2013.
Not a good clue. I'm just going to ask for the second.
Make a guess.
Washington, D.C.
That
was a joke.
Do they even have a mayor, I wonder?
I doubt it.
Whatever.
It's like the president.
Yeah, exactly.
Clue number two.
Mayor Donald Trump of Washington, D.C.
Clue number two. In 1995... this city hosted most of the 6th All-Africa Games, sharing the event with other cities such as Bulawayo and Chitu Unwiza.
So you can get an idea what continent we're on now.
All right, so South America.
Not South America.
Oh, Africa. Nah, I know.
You know.
Okay, South Africa, bam, correct. Johannesburg, bam, correct.
No, incorrect. Clue number three.
Clue number three. This city is home to the Premier Soccer League clubs, Dynamos FC, Jesus. Black Rhinos FC, and Caps United FC.
Black Rhinos FC, that's interesting. Anyway.
Do you want to make a guess?
The capital of Cote d'Ivoire.
It's not... Cote d'Ivoire,
which is the Ivory Coast.
Yes, not the country we're in. I'll tell you that.
Is it? Oh, what's the capital? Shane last night literally told me the capital of Kenya, but I can't remember.
Not Kenya.
Okay.
Clue number four.
Is
Shane from Kenya?
What is it?
Shane Kelly.
Is it descent? No. Shane Kelly. Yeah, he's from Kenya.
That's why he's completely Caucasian.
Yeah.
Clue number four.
Clue number four. This city was founded in 1890 by the Pioneer Column, a small military force in the service of the British South Africa Company, and named Fort Salisbury after the British Prime Minister, Lord Salisbury.
The funny thing about these is they're not clues, they're just facts.
Yeah, I know, like, these are really hard. Like, these are so obscure.
Okay, so it's not Cape Town.
What?
Did I say
Capestown?
So he said the city used to be called after Lord Salisbury.
Is it called Salisbury?
It used to be called Salisbury.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not really familiar with, African cities.
You can Google it if you want.
I'm not going to cheat and Google it on my phone. Like, that's just miserable.
All right, you want the final clue?
Yes, please.
Clue number five. This city is the capital of Zimbabwe.
There you go.
I don't know the capital of Zimbabwe.
It begins with a H.
Hampshire.
No.
Huckleberry Finn City.
It took you long enough. I'm in Harare.
It didn't.
That's like, all from me here in Harare.
Pretty standard.
Thanks for playing along. Stay tuned to Aubergine Surprise and Galway's Flirt FM.
Well, we kind of upped the... Aubergine Surprise on Flirt FM.
He's got
mojo.
He's got such a great radio voice.
Got some mojo, like...
Aubergine Surprise.
Is he in GTI?
He is, yes.
So that was a failure. on my behalf, but it was also a failure on your behalf with your terrible clues, or should I say, facts.
Yeah, they need to be places that you can actually guess.
Yeah, I know. Like, why did you choose that place?
Yeah.
Why did you choose that place? What inspired you?
I thought it'd be kind of hard for you to get it.
Oh my god! It could be even if it was like Lima in Peru.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd get that.
Yeah,
like
exactly
somewhere kind of obscure, not somewhere completely obscure. Oh, sick. Did you literally just get that there? Where did you get that?
Snow is falling all around us.
Oh, say it in other words.
Playing, having fun.
Yeah.
It's the season. Love and understanding.
Oh, you should go on the X Factor.
Oh, I should.
That's like the most. That's everyone says that to someone when they sing. Like, this one's actually pretty upbeat. Like, that's just a running commentary on music and not let people listen to it. Someone in the car right now. Driving to school, driving to work.
They just want
to
hear a good Christmas song.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I want to hear the song. These fools keep talking over it.
Christmas in Galway this year. The Christmas market opened on Friday in Air Square. They've changed it up this year. This year there is a Ferris wheel.
You know what? When I saw it at first, I thought they were just building a really big stagecoach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Stagecoach. there's a helter-skelter in front of them. I mean, the road and the traffic in Air Square is going to be hell for the next month.
It's already really bad. Like, even going into Galway sometimes. Especially like the east side of Galway.
This is what our show has come to. We're talking about traffic.
Yeah. Do you know the guy in the motorbike?
It's 8:35 on a Monday morning in Galway.
Heavy traffic in the Headford Road.
You can get in touch with the show. You can follow us on Twitter. We are Aubergine Flirt. And on, you know what? I'm just going to let us tell you that, actually.
What are you talking about? Oh yeah, we have stingers. We can just press buttons and then people will talk. It's amazing.
This is Aubergine Surprise.
Get in touch with us on social media.
Visit facebook.com/AubergineSurprise.
Follow us on Twitter, Aubergine Flirt. I said Aubergine Flirt. Oh, we're back in the Christmas song.
So anyway, if you want to get in touch with us with your traffic updates, we will read them out on the show. Remember, do not text while driving. Do not call while driving unless you're using a hands-free or Bluetooth device. Also, wear a seatbelt and make sure your kids wear seatbelts in the car too.
And don't put them on. Don't put them in. Actually, this happened to me before. Like, I'm not joking. Okay. I am joking. But imagine like your child, your mother, put you in. Do you know those things? The overhead things you put. Not overhead.
Is this like?
Things you put on top of your.
Is this criminal negligence you're going to describe to us now?
No. Well, yes.
Do you want to read that out on public radio?
Yeah.
All right.
So like, no. Just in case there was no room in the car, your parents just got one of those travel cases for the top of your car and threw you in there, poked some holes in it, like. That'd be all right, like, just headphones would be grand.
I mean, headphones.
No, like, and music, like, obviously.
Yeah, but you're going to get so much pollution in your face.
What do you mean? From what?
From passing cars.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You'd be in the...
Yeah, in the case,
what?
Yeah, but then you get no air.
What do you mean from passing cars? From passing cars in a car, you get pollution in your face. Or, you should be a scientist, like, that doesn't make any sense. From all passing right. cars, you'll get pollution in your face. All you right. pass cars every day of your life.
And you're in the window as well. So, like, you're out the window. All right. Time for more music. This is... That was The Lonely Island, feat. Michael Bolton and Justin Timberlake with Incredible Thoughts.
The Lonely Island, a very diverse musical group.
And before that was Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. I really think Billy Joel should do a 2016 version of that song.
I really disagree.
Donald Trump, 9/11, then there was a thing with Mickey Mouse. And no, we already mentioned Mickey Mouse.
What?
Donald Trump.
Mickey Mouse. Marvel made a load of movies this year or something.
They were not very good, but then there was a single tier.
This isn't even the song.
Leonard Cohen, David Bowie, Prince as well.
And excluding, I only.
Too loud.
You
too
know,
loud,
Leonard Cohen isn't really that good. So. Nice, he's alright. Speaking like that, turn up the volume and I'll whisper into the microphone for like a lyric. And yeah. Here we have Mozart piano sonata.
Lyric FM.
Number 16 in C major. Yeah!
music new. We just blew some speakers.
Yeah, we just blew the studio monitors.
Sorry about that. Everything gets normalized.
Oh, my throat. Excuse me.
Just gonna get up and dance to this for a minute.
What song's up next? Like after this?
Oh, we got music by the greatest band of all time, the Beatles.
There are
people who believe that. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, they are. They revolutionized.
The Beatles are great, but come on, it's our sixth show and we haven't played the Beatles yet. It's pretty bad. It's like we've played like 50 songs and not the Beatles.
And we've played like a lot of the Smiths.
And we've played crap. We've played bad stuff. Like,
why do you think crap is a bad word?
It is. We've played Community games. We've played Rock Lobster for 10 minutes, and yet we haven't played any music by the Beatles, widely considered
Rock
to be
Lobster
the greatest.
Rock Lobster was hilarious, though.
10 minutes. Such a good song. We could have played 5 Beatles songs in the same time. Like, but you know what? I'd rather listen to Rock Lobster. Sorry.
Rock Lobster is a classic.
Coming up today on Florida FM, some fantastic radio.
Oh yes.
9 a.m. Oh, yes. The Monday Lion with Sarka, Ashling, and Heather. Great show. They've got some great music, I am sure. At 11, Game Set Chats, which is like a sports sports show. I'm not going to pretend I've listened to it because I'm not a sports guy, but I'm sure it is terrific. At 12, it's the Spanish Parade / Feminist Theater Squadron. So I don't know what the actual
Spanish Parade.
I don't know what the name of the show is. Anyway, then at
that's the name of the show. Spanish Parade / Theater Squadron.
Oh, Feminist Theater Squadron. All right.
Feminist Theater Squadron.
Cool, cool. And then at 1, it is Clár Gaeilge.
Clár
Gaeilge.
Oh Jesus.
Pass Irish. Clár
Gaeilge. I do Pass Irish too.
What did you get in Pass Irish?
I don't remember.
B1.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Then at 2, we've got Radar, and Radar again at 3.
You know what? Let's talk about the Leaving Cert and how stupid it is.
Is it, though?
I
kind of enjoy the Leaving Cert.
Coming from someone, I mean, my opinion's pretty, like, I'm kind of biased against, like, you know.
Well, sure, we all.
I didn't do any work or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, but sure, even people who did do work are biased against it, right? Like, I mean, it took a toll on everybody. But
become a really successful, like, doctor, superhero scientist person or something. Yeah,
those people definitely exist. Yes.
No, they do. Yeah, it's just pretty. It's a pretty silly exam. It's a memory test.
I completely agree.
And I think it should be banned.
You think it should be
from this earth?
Banned from this earth.
Yeah, you should just get whatever job you want. Like, you know what I mean? If I want to be a doctor, like GFS. GFS 5, Galway Film Society. GFS Autumn / Winter Season. This isn't 2 years old.
Yeah, it is.
This is 2016.
What? Oh, this is the new one.
It's the same brochure.
Oh, right. Oh, they were 50 in 2014. Oh, so Scrooge is the film this year.
Yeah,
apologies, everybody.
Yeah, see, earlier you said Scrooge wasn't.
So it's not White Christmas, it's Scrooge. We apologize.
Where did you get White Christmas out of?
The website.
Which website? That website.
Their
that
website.
They linked.
Yeah.
Alright, fair enough. The Beatles.
Why isn't this?
I don't know.
Will? Yes! And in doing so, we will right the wrong done to you by the evil Drippy Brothers Studios and their actors.
Oh my god, the close ups are so good. The close ups are so. We talked about this before, like, in SpongeBob, like, the close ups of the faces are, like, they're artistically different.
This is just magnificent. Look at his teeth.
Can I see? Tilt that screen a bit.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he has real human teeth.
Terrible.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. They're really big teeth.
Yeah. Well, SpongeBob has big teeth.
I know, but like they're real teeth. They're really big.
They are. More music now?
Yes.
Love drumming along to this. I'm going
to...
You know what? People have probably been listening to the show and they've probably been going, I recognize that music. What's that from? This music is from Iron Man 3.
That music is from Iron Man 3?
Yes, it is.
What?
You see,
but it's so tacky. It sounds like something's from SpongeBob when they're like chasing someone.
I've given you 5 weeks to get to like it, and now I'm telling you the bad news. It's from Iron Man 3.
Oh, well, I really don't like it anymore. I really don't.
But you liked it before I told you that.
What?
You liked it before
I know,
I told
but now
you.
I know that it's like been really, it's a like it's kind of corny, tacky music. I'm not going to lie.
All right, everybody. The Beatles. This is my favorite Beatles song. I'm probably the only person in the world who thinks this is the Beatles' best song. Anyway, this is Gotta Get You Into My Life. Enjoy.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see.
Mm-hmm.
Villagers with
Beautiful
Wichita Lineman.
I really like that song.
Excellent. That is like my favorite song.
Beautiful piano.
I'm glad you like it.
Double bass. Beautiful coherency between the bass and the piano. Yes.
Pretty sure I've heard every recorded version of that song, and that's not the worst by any means. Quite good.
Who sings the original? The guy who wrote it?
Glenn Campbell is the most famous. Yeah, I saw Jimmy Webb.
And does it sound anything like that? Like
it's more. It's got more. Well, yeah, the guitar is a bit longer, but I saw Jimmy Webb, the songwriter, playing it live in September, and that was amazing.
That Robbie Williams song, earlier, though, like.
Do you really not like that?
No. It sounds a little tacky to me.
Listen to the rest of the album.
I shouldn't be criticizing the music on my own show.
No, you're right to. You're right to. Because people are going to hate it, so you should represent their voice.
Yeah.
Just like,
I am the people. I am the people. I am the voice of the people.
Yes, no, he literally.
I'm actually wearing like one of those hats right now.
I am your voice. Yes. Killian is wearing a red Make America Great Again trucker cap.
Yes, I am.
He's doing it ironically, we would like to add.
He is not a supporter.
I'm dead serious.
I'm dead serious.
That was terrible. You sound like an effeminate person.
Donald Trump.
Well, I can't do it.
I'm going to build a wall. The wall was all talk.
I'm sick of talking. Stop talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know. It's getting to my head as well.
The president-elect, we need to ignore him until after Christmas. He's just, he's a nightmare. But Mitt Romney for Secretary of State?
Mitt Romney, ooh. Wait, that was like the one election. I didn't hear anything about. Like when that was happening,
Obama
I didn't
Romney.
Hear anything about it. Like
because it was kind of boring. Because I'm pretty sure everyone kind of
knew Obama was.
Everyone knew Obama was going to win. Yeah. Romney was not a great candidate. He seems really great.
Whereas
now.
This year, we're talking about the election.
Exactly,
again.
We're still talking about it, and that's because
this year it was like a
it's always.
This year was
ridiculous.
Melodrama.
But it's always more exciting when there's, like this year it was for a third term, whereas like last time, like it wasn't as exciting because one of the candidates was the president. Whereas this time it was two like crazy characters. Not really.
Crazy characters.
Do you ever see that Liam Neeson thing?
We're
Richard
done.
Gervais.
We're done. Okay.
Oh,
sorry. That's all we have time for on this week's show. Thank you, Killian. Thank you to our executive producer, Shane Kelly. Thanks to Owen for recording Where Am I? Thanks to everyone who supplied music for the show. We'll be back next week, 8 a.m. Monday, here on Galway's 101.3 Flirt FM. You can follow us facebook.com/AubergineSurprise, twitter.com/AubergineFlirt. I would recommend you go to see Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them this week. A superb film.
Or maybe The Accountant. Maybe.
Yeah, whatever suits your taste. Thank you for tuning in. And last word, Killian.
Thank you for tuning in and make America great again. Blah, 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 blah. President election. Blah, 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 blah. Goodbye.
All right.